"What's this about my daughter in jiu-jitsu?" Nelson asked the minute Reese walked into the station house at the end of her shift. "She talked to you already, huh?" Reese smiled faintly. Bree was eager, and that was encouraging. Nelson nodded. "I stopped home at lunch to see how she was, and that's all she talked about." "You really want to do this?" "She seems sincere, Chief." Reese settled one hip on the corner of her desk, regarding him intently. "It's a great way for a kid, for anyone really, to learn self-confidence and self-control. And it never hurts for a woman to know how to protect herself. I'm willing to teach her, if she's willing to put out the effort. It's not easy, and it requires a real commitment over a long time." Nelson walked to the front windows and stood staring out. In the short time she'd known him, Reese had come to recognize this as a habit of his when he was turning over something in his mind. She waited silently. He didn't look at her when he spoke. "I found her out under one of the piers about 6 months ago with some kids from a couple of towns over. Kids we had trouble with before. They were fooling around with drugs." He took a deep breath and expelled it audibly. "Bree swore to me that she hadn't done anything, but it scared me pretty good. She's smart, and she always did real well in school. But this past year, I don't know. Something's changed. She doesn't get along with any of her old friends. She skipped school some. Nothing really bad yet, but signs don't look good." He turned and met Reese's eyes. "She doesn't talk about anything. Hell, she hardly talks to me at all. This is the first thing she's shown any interest in doing in a long time. I can't pay you much, but it'll be worth it if you think it might help her." Reese chose her words carefully, not wanting to offend him. "Nelson, teaching your daughter something I love is not a hardship for me. Jiu-jitsu helped me when I was her age. Sometimes I think it kept me from going a little crazy. I don't need you to pay me, but I will expect Bree to help me out in the dojo. There's still a lot of work to be done."
"The dojo? Where's that?"
He was pretty sure he knew every building in town.
"Well, right now it's my garage," Reese grinned.
"I'm in the process of turning it into a training space, and I could use a little help with it." In fact, she had already done the bulk of the work, but she wanted Bree to feel that she had a part in it too. The dojo was much more than gym. It was a singular haven from outside distractions and stress. That feeling of peace was something she hoped Bree would gain from her training.
"I'll see that she understands that's part of the arrangement."
"Fair enough."